Hello, friends. How's it been? I hope you guys have been super, super well. I apologize for not putting up an episode the past week or so. This episode will clarify everything. Really, that's been going on, okay? A lot has happened since the last episode. I moved. Alexa is now a signed UFC fighter. There's been some tragedy. And the Browns won 30 to 10 or 13 their first preseason game. So a lot of ups and downs. It's a roller coaster, but let's get into it. And we are back, guys. I am so sorry for not putting out episodes the past couple days. It's probably been over a week. Probably been close to 2 weeks since the last episode was out. I don't even know where to start. So I'm officially moved. All right, so now I am down in North Carolina. The city we're at is Mooresville. It's about, I'd say, a half hour north of Charlotte, to put it in perspective for you. Moving in was stressful. Saying bye to my mom was heartbreaking, you know. And all the other stuff that comes with moving. Now that I'm here, every day is getting a little bit better, but like the first night even, I didn't really get any sleep just because I was sad. Bitch move, but yeah, I was sad. I don't know. It doesn't feel like home yet. Honestly, like though, if I didn't have Jenna here, I would have already been like, no way, let's get out of here. it's weird not, like, cause, okay, when you're bored and you're in a place where you're comfortable, that's one thing. When you're bored and you're in a place where you don't know anybody or know where anything is, it's a different story. But like I said, I am excited. I got my own podcast room, okay? It's like a little storage room. Got a table, got the laptops, and the mic, you know? Got a chair. We got the whole thing going. Now, it's the room where there's supposed to be a washer and dryer hookup. And there's a big vent, and I'm hoping that this vent doesn't go to other people's apartment, because then I'll feel like a dick if everybody's just hearing me talk right now. So I apologize, neighbors, if you do hear me right now. But yeah, this is, it is a nice little setup in here. This will probably be the picture of the episode title. Yeah, man, we're moved. I'll keep updating you guys on the move. We got a dope little view though of our balcony, because it's like it's facing the east, so it's where the sun comes up, which is actually kind of dope. Oh shit, man. Me and the fam went camping before we left, so I got to experience my mama's camper, which is ultra dope. Camping is so much fun, isn't it? Even though like all you're doing is being outside, there's got to be something to that. We're just being outside. is like a breath of fresh air. Obviously. Yeah, man. We're back. We're going to start lining up guests again for you guys. You guys got to let me know, too, what kind of guest you guys want. I think the show's more fun with a guest on it. Or just back and forth, and it's just not me talking, but, like, I also think that I might have another show in the very early stages. Who the co-host is going to be? Really between two people. And the show, I'm not going to give it away, actually. But yeah, anyway, we're going to line up some guests. We're going to get back into the swing of things. But yeah, I was just giving you guys a little update on the move. Huge, enormous shout out to Alexa. Dude, I cannot believe that he is a UFC fighter now. I don't have ESPN Plus. You guys know I don't have that or the Fight Pass because I think it's a scam. Not a scam, but it's a waste of money. Unless your friend is fighting. But, Kyle, one of my buddies, had the ESPN Plus or whatever. So I said, hey, you know, when Alexa fights, can you FaceTime me? And he did, because he's a great friend. And, yeah, so Alexa was the main event of the night. And he actually won by knockout, which I almost was scared for him. I'm not going to lie to you guys. He got blasted with this shot and he like kind of fell back into the cage. And then he fell back into the cage for a second and then exploded with a flying knee. And then it was basically a matter of time before the ref stopped it after that. He was beating the brakes off this man. Then after that, you know, they line up all the guys that won or whatever, and Dana White said that Stipe called and told him that if he didn't sign him, there's going to be an issue or something. So that, I mean, dude, it's just awesome. And he actually called it on the podcast. I mean, I'm sure he did other podcasts, but I asked him what was next. And he said eventually, this was like 6 months ago or six or 7 months ago. I asked him what was next. And basically he said like he wanted to eventually get on Dana White's Contender Series, which he did. And now he's signed to the UFC. He's definitely going to be one of the people that we get on next. Hopefully before the Stipe fight. It's going to be tight, though. It's going to be tight, because what's the date now? The date is the 9th. That fight's on the 17th. Yeah, that might be tight. Maybe it's going to be around the Stipe fight. I'll get him on again. But yeah. Enormous congratulations to him. I'm so happy for him. It makes you happy when good people do well, you know? And he is a great dude. So I'm beyond happy for him. Yeah, man, how about the Browns yesterday? 30-10. I get it. It's preseason, but I'm excited. I am already excited. Also, if anybody knows, this is a real, please DM me if this is the case. If you know where I could get a jailbroken Fire Stick, please shoot me a DM. If you jailbreak Fire Sticks, please DM me. I need one. That would be phenomenal. Yo, how about this? So, you guys know I was working with the private ambulance company in when I was in Cleveland. And I'm only saying this because I figure I pretty much burned my bridge already with them. Even if I do go back, I don't think they would hire me back just because of the time frame that I worked with them. But, dude, so I had two of the dumbest partners, I guess you could say. It was like this company was punishing me. And now that I'm gone, I can talk about it. But it was like they were punishing me for like something I never did. Like they were taking all their anger out on me. Dude, the first guy I got, this dude Mike, okay? What do I even say about him? He was the most unprofessional person I've ever worked with in any company. And like, he always said how he was the best EMT at the company. And like, he went to paramedic school or something, but like, he didn't pass a test yet, I think. Which, I mean, that happens to a lot of people. I'm not going to shit on somebody for not passing a test, but he would tell everybody that he was medically trained and that he was also a firefighter. Dude, you're like an EMT basic and you're telling people like, yeah, I'm medic. I don't think you're allowed to do that. And he would be like, yeah, don't worry. You're in great hands. I'm medically trained and I'm a firefighter. And then I asked him like, yo, if you're a firefighter, why don't you work like volunteer firefighting or try to get like part-time fire EMT? And it was like, that was the first time he ever heard of that. And he's like 40 and has been an EMT for like 12 years or something. It was just, but he would, he's from Akron and like, he was a little bit like thuggish ruggish and would blast rap music while we have a patient in the back. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, yo, we just, they're Uber drivers. I'm like, not really, man. At the end of it, like private EMS is basically it basically is an Uber driver. Like you're taking people from a hospital to another hospital. You're taking people from a hospital to the home, from a hospital to a nursing home. But like that, like if something went wrong and I had to yell for him, he's blasting fucking Eminem in the front. He can't hear shit that I'm saying. He's blasting Bone Thugs and Harmony. What if I need help? You know, it's shit like that. The other thing, oh my God, this man would go 60 down side streets. He would go lights and sirens when we're on our way home with no one in the car or ambulance, whatever. One of the funniest things is not like I'm talking shit right now, but I also missed the shit out of this guy because he was so entertaining. I'm so glad to not be with him anymore, but I miss him, if that makes sense. It's like a crazy ex-girlfriend that like was good in bed. Like you don't want to be with her anymore, but you kind of miss her, right? He had that, or boyfriend, whatever. Whatever you're into. Fucking and sucking, right? But one of the funniest things this dude did was there's a camera in the ambulance at all times. And if you go over like 73 or some bullshit, the camera starts recording you to see what's going on. Well, the camera was full and they took like the memory card out but didn't put a new one in. So it said like SD empty. So Mike thought that was a free pass to just go 100 all day long. What Mike didn't know was every time you go over 70, the GPS in the car sends a little signal back to the base. Back to dispatch. So Mike went 100 all day. At about 6 o'clock, we're working 10 to 10. 6 o'clock, one of the guys in dispatch calls Mike, says, "Hey, every time you speed, dispatch sees it." After that, Mike got put on light duty. Hopefully that dude gets fired, because like I said, I do like him as a person, I guess. But professional-wise, it's not there. Dude's just, he's fucking wild, man. He really is wild. Shit. What else happened? Did I talk about the other guy that I had? This dude Cruz that remember I said Zeke and Nicole, they were the tits of this company, right? And I don't mean that because Zeke had a couple extra pounds, you know what I'm saying? Me and Zeke, we some thick boys. Some thick peanut butter milkshakes, you feel me? But I'm just kidding, Zeke. This dude Cruz, that they trained, they told me ahead of time, like, this dude's a loose cannon, a lot of bit racist. And just like an asshole. So I start working with this dude. I worked with him, might have just been one day. Yeah, it was one or two days, whatever. The beginning of the day, like, he seems like a normal person. I'm like, oh, I don't, like, he's a little bit extra, but nothing that, like, is a red flag. Then we're driving, and he says something like that he wouldn't date a black girl because he only dates in his own race. My first thought is like, well, you don't know what you're missing. The second thought was like, okay, I kind of see what they're saying. This is a little weird. Then he mentioned something about like how he loves his white Christian neighborhood and how Akron's not a place where you want to like be walking your dog at night or something dumb. And I'm like, all right, I kind of see what they're saying about this guy. He doesn't seem like that good of a person, right? Then we're driving, and homie says to me, if I didn't work as an EMT, I'd probably work in a slaughterhouse. I go, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'd probably just work in a slaughterhouse and just kill some cows. I'm like, oh, wow, so you really are a piece of shit. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you want to work in a slaughterhouse? Like, just torturing animals? And he goes, well, yeah, one time a cow cornered me and I bashed it in the skull with a hammer and it didn't do anything. He's like, they're pretty tough. He's like, so you got to do what you got to do. And I'm like, okay, I think I texted Pete this after. He was our supervisor, who was also one of the good ones at this company. Like, one of the people that they're not going to fuck you over if they have a choice. Pete's dope. So if you do work at Akron, Zeke, Nicole, and Pete are going to be your three main squeezes. You feel me? I mean, everybody there was, like, cool. I just got stuck with all the bad ones, which is a bummer because it made me want to leave even quicker. I think, honestly, if I didn't get put with those two people, I would still be in Cleveland right now. But, like, being put with people that you don't really want to be with, it makes it a lot easier to say goodbye, at least to a company. I don't know. Like I said though, these people, some of, like most of them are all really good guys. I got an extra like a side laptop so I could look up some funny news stories for us. These aren't even funny stories, though. Yo, speaking of funny stories, this is another side note. What happened to Barstool Sports? Like, Barstool wants to be a shitty meme page so badly. They post, like, news articles, like Lincoln. It's like they don't know what they are. They got big from being a mainly sports page that also had funny stuff. That got them all their followers. Every other post that they do is from their, like, side chicks page. Like, dude, the guys that are following you don't want to see that shit. The people that followed Barstool Sports in the beginning, the 2 million people, or whatever it is, that followed them in the beginning, don't want to see that shit. So why are they doing that to us? They're like, they're shoving all their shitty side pages down our throat. The only good thing they have anymore is the answer of the internet, which is kind of getting old. It's like, it's just like, how many times are you going to ask these people the same thing? Different, like, celebrities. How many times are you going to ask them the same shit? But, like, Barstool used to be a great place to go. And now, it's just, it's not. It's not at all. I'm so bad at multitasking. On a side note, though, I already doubled my money on that. Those garage sales that I told you guys about. Those books that I bought, the 30 of them or whatever, for like $2. I sold 10 of them for $10. And I sold bits and pieces of the other stuff for like 15. So spent, what did I say, like $8 or $9. And made $25, charged them for shipping. I mean, you got to subtract the cost of the materials, but I mean, so I made what, $20? So easily doubled my money. And I still have a lot of it left. So, like I said before, guys, that flip game is definitely there. If you can use like an extra $200 to $500 a month, listen to that flip episode, and I'll do more of them if I get a little bit of feedback on those. I should probably make them into videos, but it's whatever. Man rescued after 2 days at bottom of mineshaft was searching for gold. I don't know how that works, but, like, do you ever watch that, any of those, like, looking for gold, freaking, just those videos, or the TV shows? Those people rent, like, $30,000 worth of equipment for, like, a few gold flakes, it looks like. I don't know how that works. I guess the price of gold has just got to be super expensive, huh? But Jesus, rescued after 2 days. Can you imagine not being like just the panic of 2 days in a mineshaft, knowing you're stuck? Holy shit. Think of like not eating for 12 hours. not eating for 12 hours. You know how bored you would be for 2 days? Jesus. Anyway. Oh, how about this? So, Miriam Nakamoto posted on Instagram a screenshot of her conversation with Joe Rogan. Said, your treatment with Dr. Riordan is going to be 100% on the house. I'm going to cover all your expenses to get down there. She put, so this happened today. I'm struggling to find the words. I've been trying to make a comeback for almost 6 years now. Finally, I've come close a few times, but I kept having difficulty with my knee. There's not much to be, I think she meant done with a grade 3 lesion on a meniscus besides the stem cell therapy. I didn't have $30,000, so I did the best I could, but I always came up short. And then this happens. I'm still in shock. Thank you, Joe Rogan. See you soon, Dr. Riordan. So, I don't know if that means Rogan's paying $30,000 out of his pocket to help her out, or just covering what she couldn't. But regardless, that is insane that he is just willing to cover that for her. And I know, I feel like Rogan's the type of dude that doesn't want that publicity, but when you do something nice like that, I feel like you're gonna get that publicity regardless. Like, good people, just like if you're a shitty person, it's gonna come out eventually. If you're a good person, a genuinely good person, and you're doing things to help people out, it's gonna come out. This, shit, man, this room is getting warm. I might need a fan or something, but then I feel like you guys would hear it. What's the other thing I was looking at? It was like something about, I thought I took a screenshot. Oh, here it is. Mushroom burial suits. Dude, this is the way that I want to go out, okay? You can, instead of being like, I guess, instead of like a traditional burial, the only really other thing you could do is be cremated. Which, I mean, if I got a bunch of grandbabies, a son or something, if I have a big family, fuck it. Cremate me, keep some of my ashes, spread them out. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe season your steak with it or something. I don't know. Anyway, that'd be cool. What if you could turn people into like a marinade? Yo, if people can hear me in other apartments right now, actually, they're going to think I'm a psycho. So, I'm going to take that back. Imagine just moving in and then people think like, what the fuck is going on? And they don't have any idea that I'm doing a podcast and it's like jokes. But imagine being someone that's lived here and then somebody else moves in and you hear like faintly, what if you could turn people into seasonings? They're like, oh, he's a serial killer. But you can get a mushroom burial suit. Basically, your body gets encased in a suit that's made from organic cotton and mushroom spores. As the body decays, the spores deliver nutrients to the surrounding plant roots efficiently. It costs like, I think they said, $1,500 to get this suit. And if like you have a lot of land, but do you really own the land? Like, when people say they have a bunch of land, do they really own it, or do they own the shit on top of it? Because I feel like when you have a bunch of land, don't you still pay taxes on it anyway? So it's really like the government is lending you the land. Like, you're renting the land. You don't really own it. Like, if you die and there's no one else, they're taking the land back. It's not like you died with the land and they're keeping it. But I guess if you have, like, a huge farm Or like a big yard. Maybe you could just bury yourself in a freaking mushroom burial suit. I wonder if they're like mushrooms that you can eat. What if they made a psychedelic psychedelic mushroom burial suit that when you die and the mushrooms grow, they just keep growing, and like your relatives and shit could talk to you when they're tripping on the psychedelics from your body. Whoa. That would be wild. That would be fucking wild. Could you imagine putting your dog on one of those? So you just see your you just see your dog when you're tripping. Like, oh my god. Billy. Your dog talks back to you. Why am I here? So stupid. But yeah, man. The company is called, I don't know how to say it, COEIO. Koyo? Koyo? COEO? COEO? I sound like an infant trying to say cereal. COEO? Fuck, I'm an idiot, man. Sometimes I just feel dumb. You know? What you gonna do? Dude. When we were camping. Oh man, when we were camping, I was drinking White Claws. Now, I knew they were good, okay? When Truly's first came out, I was shaking them up so that they had no carbonation and I was just chugging them like water. When White Claws came out, I didn't really try any. I just thought, you know, basically a Truly, whatever. Boy. White Claws might be one of the greatest inventions of all time. Honestly, they are truly something special. I don't even know what to say about them. They're just good. They taste just like a seltzer water. You'd be like, oh my god. Oh my god, this thing is so healthy for me. If you didn't know what was in it, you'd be like, wow. I can't believe I'm hydrating and getting drunk. You know? It is a Four Loko that went to private school. And that's what it is. Dude, oh my god. How about the people that post pictures of them standing on the scale, talking about how much weight they lost? Oh my god. Goodness, is there anything worse? Dude, you know, do that on your story. Don't put it on your feed. You know what? Like, take a picture of you being fat and then take a picture of you being skinny, put them side by side, post that on your feed. Don't post a picture of your fucking scale. Is there anything worse? I mean, or the people that just post that they're eating, like, healthy stuff. That's the same. I mean, it's definitely not worse. But it might be equally as bad, actually. Like, if you're just constantly posting your meals, I don't want to see that. And I don't want to see... I really don't want to see your stupid weight. I want to see a picture of your feet and a number, okay? Don't care. You might think I care. You might think that people care about that. But let me tell you, they don't. You know what I mean? Like, you might think that people are like, oh, wow, that's cool. But they don't. No one cares. Oh, man. Now that we got that out of the way. Oh, I don't even know why that just made me mad. And you know what? I will call him out. Alan, it was your fault. Alan Smith. I was looking at, and I just opened Instagram and saw a picture of your stupid feet and instantly got furious, okay? I instantly got mad at you for posting your dumb feet and how much weight you lost. Part of it could be that I'm a little bit jealous, I'm a little bit salty, okay? Part of it might be that you're losing weight and I'm staying like a thick peanut butter milkshake. Like a thick vat of peanut butter or just butter, the spreadable kind. And you're losing weight, but also a little bit is that I just got furious with you. I really got mad. And I'm sorry for that. I didn't mean that. But if you guys do post that, I am gonna get mad again. So don't do that. I think we can end it here. Now that I'm furious, I need to go cool down and eat some peanut butter. You know what? I was gonna play St. John, but I'm still, now that I'm angry, I thought about how he made me angry by not being a good friend. As if he owes me anything. As if he owes me anything, right? But yeah, guys. Appreciate you guys for listening. Appreciate the fuck out of you guys for being so patient with me. And until next time, everybody. Peace.
Haven't slept in a couple days. I can't feel my face. Drinking Henny by the bottle. Let it drip, drip, drip. Money green like the Grinch. Probably skip Christmas. Yeah. Hey, flip on top of the Betty. And when I lay it down flat is when she tell me she's ready. She make it sound like spaghetti. We making movies, no Emmys. I told her cut her other niggas like she got a machete. Yes, sir. All up on my cheddar. Change girls like weather. Change clothes like dresser. And she got a sundress. Gotta undress her. I ain't want no bestie. I want something better. Little mama, let me teach a thing or two, professor. Make it drip like a tap. All up on my